Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone. Thank you all for joining in on tonight, this fourth Monday of the month of October. We are already at the end of the month, and we want to just thank God for this month. I really do, because this was my birthday month. So we're just going to praise God for the month of October and just thank Him for everything that He's done for us during the month of October. And just know that only God can be God in our lives. So we want to say again, thank you, Lord, for everything that you've done. I'm excited tonight because of our speaker on tonight, and I'm just looking forward to what God has put in His mouth to just edify our hearts and our mind and just allow our spirits to absorb everything that the man of God is going to say on tonight. You know, I know you all know who our speaker is, but just in case you didn't see our Facebook postings, we're going to tell you right now. So get tuned and get in tune to be looking forward to hearing from Prophet Antoine Thomas. So we want to say on tonight, we are so happy that you joined Smile 3E Iron Sharpening Iron Ministries. I am your host, Minister Sylvia Kaiser, along with Minister Sheila Kaiser. We are your host on tonight. We want to say, don't forget to tune in every Monday night, just in case this is your first time listening. And for those that listen on a regular basis, we are here every Monday night at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We are always here to make sure that you can have time with other saints that's listening to what God has prepared for them on the first Monday of every week. So without further ado, I'm going to see if Minister Sheila is able to pray for us and with us tonight before the man of God comes on. He's also on Facebook, so if you all want to go to Facebook and tune in under Antoine Thomas, he will be presenting the word tonight. So, Minister Sheila, I know you're at work. Are you in a place in where you can take time out to pray with and for us on tonight?
Yes, I am. Thank you, Minister Sylvia Kaiser. Right. I have time to pray. I just want to say thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Lord, for blessing me for always. I can find a spot, find a time, no matter where I'm at, to praise and to thank you and to pray to you for us and to each and every one. God, I give honor to you. I give honor to you, my Father, and to the Son, Christ, Lord Jesus, the brother of us all that has been blessed through our Father that have died for us, our sins, have died that we have life, have died that we know that He is the man of us all that can bring us joy and life and happiness in the true meaning of life. Lord, I thank you for blessing us, waking us up this morning, taking us through the day, letting us see another day that was not promised to us. Lord, I thank you, and I thank you for waking us up this morning and for taking us through the time and to bless us. And excuse me, please. Hold on 1 minute.
Let me take a picture right quick of this.
Lord, I thank you. I'm okay. Excuse me. This lady just walked in. She needed to do something, so forgive me. But I'm going to continue to pray. Lord, I thank you for waking us up this morning. I thank you for blessing us to have life for now. Lord, I thank you for you. That is the cause of us being here. I want you to thank you for Apostle Elect Dr. Cecilia Kaiser, Prophet Antoine Thomas, Pastor Troy Thomas, Minister Sylvia Kaiser, right? Minister Brandon, Dr. Serena Wright, all the pastors, evangelists, deacons, prophets, apostles, pastors, all saints and ministers that you have brought us, and all the teachers that you have brought us into this world to teach us real meaning, the real way of life. Lord, I want to thank you, because without you, we would not be here today. God, I thank you, and I thank you for every human on this earth, everyone that you gave life to till now. Lord, I can just thank you, and I can thank you. I thank you for my sisters, my sons, my daughters, my brothers, my granddaughters, my grandson, my bloodline family, and also my spiritual family. Lord, I want to thank you and praise your name, because without you, we would not be here. I want to thank you and ask you to bless this government, to help them, to straighten them out, to let them know they are here for all the people, not just some of the people. Not just to have his chosen ones, just to let them know, God, you have chosen to let us all live today, that we should be all together for each other and all to there. Yeah, oh, we have the church program.
Okay.
You know, and
get up out of here, Miss
you have a nice one.
You.
All right, bless you too. Excuse me. I want to thank you, God, for blessing us.
Amen.
With life and to have understanding people around us. Would you thank you for my coworker? Well, yes, she has to go back to her department to work, but yes, she did say, bless us all, and to pray that we all come together as one. Thank you for this government that needs your blessings, Lord. We need your directions. We need your help to help the law enforcement to stop abusing, misusing the minority. It's just to seem to be the color of the skin is a bad thing that's happening today for all minorities. We are going through a troubled time that has been wrongfully done, wrongfully accused, just to be abused because of the law figure, because they have a badge, and they have a gun, and they're supposed to protect and serve, not to protect their way, not to serve their way, not to misuse and mistreat us as they do. Lord, we need you to bless them and show them the right way. I want to thank you for all that it is, no matter what we're going through, health-wise, family-wise, spirituals is in our life, is to bring the spirit of God through us to help us, and he'll heal us and bless us through no more than what we're going through. So I'm going to say thank you and thank you and thank you again, and excuse me for my interruptions and for my shortness, but yet I thank the Lord for no matter how I am or where I am, I always can find time to tell him that I thank him for loving me and loving us, to bless us with another day and time. Back to you, Minister Sylvia Kaiser-Wright.
Thank you so much for that prayer. I'm just excited to hear what the man of God also has to say tonight. Prophet Antoine, are you on the line?
Yes, ma'am.
I'm going to turn the service right over to you. Are you on Facebook at the same time?
Yes, ma'am. We're getting ready to go live right now.
Okay, well, the program is in your hands. Have your way.
Thank you so much. Well, thank you so much again for tuning in tonight, and we are very much so grateful for what the Lord is doing and what he has done. God is an awesome God, and we are forever grateful because he didn't have to do it, but he did. Come on. I know that's a song that we don't necessarily sing anymore. But I'm grateful to God that he thinks enough of us. And so I'm excited about what God is doing and what God is saying. We are on Blog Talk Radio as well as Facebook Live. So if you are possibly at work and cannot per se be on your phone, via Blog Talk Radio, you can tune into Facebook Live, or if you're at work and you can't be on Facebook while you are while you're on at work, you can dial 310-861-2354. Again, the number is 310-861-2354, and you can join in with us tonight, all right? Hey, Brittany. Hey, Felice. Prophet BK, bless you, Apostle. I'm not going to waste any time tonight. Just multiple reasons. I got the Lord has laid upon my heart what to share tonight. And also, we got to get back on the road. As you can tell, I'm at home for a period of time this week. Yesterday, we were out in Palmetto, Florida, with Pastor Kevin Washington and Life Changers Ministries. The Lord, I mean, showed up like crazy in there yesterday. And so I don't take it for granted when the Lord shows up. It's not because of me. It's simply because he loves his people and he cares about his people. And when we come into the house of God with expectation, the show up is the inevitable. And so I'm excited about that. Do me a favor, share this Facebook Live. I believe this is going to be a word to change somebody's life. I promise you. I was sitting there and I was reading what the Lord was giving us, and I got excited. I got really excited. I want to jump right into it. I want to read 1 Kings chapter 17, verse number 8. Tonight the title is Cancel the Funeral. I want to encourage somebody tonight to cancel the funeral, maybe of your hopes, your dreams. It could be of your drive, but tonight we're going to cancel the funeral. Father, give us ears to hear and a heart to receive, the will to obey, and the wisdom to manifest what you would say to us tonight. Let no flesh glory in your sight. Father, it is our prayer that you would arise and let your enemies be scattered. That is our request tonight, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, if there be anything that is contrary to your moves tonight, Father, I pray that over these airwaves, be it Blog Talk Radio or Facebook Live, Father, that your healing power, that your delivering power, that your glory would reach through from Florida to wherever they may be, in Chicago or Mississippi or Kentucky or West Virginia or Indiana, Father, wherever my voice is heard, wherever my face is being seen, Father, I pray that you move by your power and that you empower your people to do what you've destined them to do. In the mighty name of Jesus, I give you praise and I give you honor. In Jesus' name, it is so, and so it is. Good evening to everybody who's on with us on Facebook Live, everybody who's on with us on Blog Talk Radio. As I said earlier, I'm not going to take a long time to get started. I will ask you, if you're on Facebook Live, for me to share this for me, please. I've got some West Virginia family in the house. I've got some Chicago family in the house. And we're looking forward to God doing what he does best. All right? And the word of the Lord says, and the word of the Lord, once again, 1 Kings chapter 17, verse number 8. All right? And the word of the Lord came unto him, saying, arise, get thee into Zarephath, which belongeth to Zidon, and dwell there. Behold, I have commanded, I hear you, Holy Ghost, I have commanded a widow woman there to sustain thee. So he rose and went up to Zarephath, and when he came to the gate of the city, behold, the widow woman was there, gathering sticks. And he called to her and said, fetch me, I pray thee, a little water in the vessel, that I may drink. And as she was going to the fetch it, he called to her and said, bring me, I pray thee, a morsel of bread in thine hand. And she said, as the Lord thy God liveth, I have not a cake, but an handful of meal in the barrel, and oil, and a little oil in the cruse. And behold, I am gathering two sticks, that I may go and dress it for my son, for me and my son, that we may eat and die. And Elijah said unto her, fear not, go and do as thou hast said, but make me thereof a little cake first, and bring it unto me, and after make for thee and thy son. For the Lord, my God, for thus saith the Lord God of Israel, the barrel of meal shall not waste, neither shall the cruse of oil fail until the day the Lord sendeth rain upon the earth. And she went and did according to the saying of Elijah, and she and he and her house did eat many days. and the barrel of the meal wasted not, neither did the cruse of the oil fail according to the word of the Lord, which he spake by Elijah. Once again, I want to encourage somebody, type it for me, put it on there, put it in for me, cancel the funeral. Tonight, as I begin to ask God, God, what do I share with your people? It's been a while since we've been able to be on Facebook Live or Blog Talk Radio because of work. And I'm thankful to God for a job. Amen. Bible said a man don't work, man don't eat. And I like to eat, y'all. All right? So tonight when I have an opportunity to be a part of Blog Talk Radio and to be a part of this gathering, I want to make sure that what I say, Sherrod, is on purpose. I want to make sure that when I open up my mouth that it's going to be something that would cause you to be empowered. And so the Lord took me to this scripture, and I began to just take some notes, and not even in the normal format that I would write it in. I just began to just write it out. And so the first question that came to me simply was, why is she willing to die? That was the first question that came up. And all that she believes, and all that's happened to her, why is she willing to die? And so I want to ask you that same question. And all that God has done for you, and all that you've seen God do, why are you willing to allow the enemy to pronounce things over your life? Why are you willing to settle for something that will cause you to sit there and to die? There's a scripture that says, why sit ye here and die? If you don't believe that you're sitting there and that you're dying, then ask yourself, is what you're doing producing life? Are you living or are you just surviving? I shared with my wife today. We were out, and I go back to work tomorrow, and I was telling her, I said, sweetie, based on what we've been through this year, Joe, I found that sometimes when you're dealing with a lot of turmoil or a lot of things that would cause you to be heavy, death in the magnitude that we've had to deal with it this year, sometimes it makes you apprehensive, and it causes you sometimes to get into protection mode, and it makes you put up your guards because you don't know what's going to happen next. You don't know what that next phone call is going to be. You have no idea, like, Lord, what could possibly go wrong now? And so when I realized that's where I was, I had gotten to a place where if my phone rang before 10 o'clock, I was expecting someone to tell me somebody had died. And I had thoroughly gotten to that place. And when I realized that's where I was, I made up in my mind, I'm going to live life. We're so busy sometimes trying to gather, and I'm not saying to be frivolous. What I am saying is sometimes we're so busy trying to prepare for the future that we're not living today. We're so worried about what could possibly happen tomorrow and what could possibly go wrong tomorrow that we are not taking advantage of what God has in front of us right now. There are people who love you, people who care about you, people who want to see you blessed, and you're too busy complaining about the jokers who left your life. You're concerned about, I don't like this job. I don't like this job where I'm at. I hate my job. Da, 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 da. And you're so busy complaining about why you don't like your job, and you ain't realizing, hey, somebody don't have a job, number one. Number two, fill out an application somewhere else. How about that? And we will spend life complaining and murmuring and fussing and finding every little hole to have a problem with. And it's one funeral after another because we're killing this, we're killing that, and this is dying and that is dying, and we're not living. We complain more than we live. We fuss more than we enjoy. When was the last time you just sat around and had a good time? When was the last time you just took the time to start worrying about the bills and enjoy? Go to the park. Go to the water park. Go to a comedy show. Go to the movies. Take a bike ride. Go down to the beach. Go to Navy Pier. Go to Great America. Do something. Get up. I know you're tired, but some of us, we go in the house because we're so tired and we still don't rest. So you still wake up the next day still tired and still weary simply because when you went in the house, you didn't rest no way because you got your mind focused on what you're complaining about. Cancel the funeral. Get up and live. And if you're not sure if you're dying, if you're at a funeral, once again, ask yourself, is what I'm doing creating productivity? Because anything that's not producing is dead. It's just existing. It's just there. And it's time for some of us to live. It's time for some of us to stop worrying and stop walking on eggshells about you, your family, your job, your health. Listen here. The Lord said to me, he said, do you think I tripped on the cord and killed your mother? I knew when she was going to die. I knew what day she was going to die. I knew what time she was going to die. He said, I don't make mistakes. He said, so therefore, the Bible says it's appointed unto every man once to die. So if it's already appointed, there are people. Now, I'm not saying to, once again, to be frivolous with your life. That's not what I'm saying at all. I want to continue to make sure I reiterate that. But we got folks, you count calories, you count steps, you're doing it, and it's folks still dying from heart attacks, doing all that stuff. And you're so worried. Some of us are so worried, you can't even think straight. You give yourself a headache because all you do all day long is worry. Cancel the funeral. Notice God does not send her help. He sends her a way out. Thank you, Lord. Bless you, Jesus. I'm going to say it again. He didn't send her help. He sent her a way out. And sometimes we're looking for help, and God is saying, I'm not trying to send you help. I'm trying to send you a way out. I'm trying to deliver you from this death around you. I'm trying to deliver you from all this stuff around you that keeps you in Lodibah in your mind and in your heart. I'm trying to get you out of that because sometimes we get help, but we're still there. We get help, but our mind is still on that. We get help, but because the situation still exists, you're not delivered. You're still bound. You're bound with help. You got help, and you're still in bondage. You got help, and you're still depressed. You got help, and you're still sad. You got help, and you're still dying. Hallelujah. Get up and cancel the funeral. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Get up and cancel the funeral. Look, like this and share this. Cancel that funeral. Stop walking around with those grave clothes on. Hallelujah. Stop walking around with those grave clothes on. You walking around looking for something to happen. You waiting on something bad to happen. You every time something good happened to you, you looking around the corner because God forbid something good happened to you, you expected something bad to be right around the corner. It's demonic. It is bondage. He may not always send you help, but he will send you a way out. Hallelujah. He said, I've given you a way of escape. He said, I gave you a way of escape, not a chair to sit down in it. He asked the man, he said, what would thou have? He said, would thou be made whole? He said, but I don't have nobody to put me in there. You trying to stay in there. He's trying to get you out. Take your exit. Take your exit. When you decide to live in your situation, that's when you're going to die in your situation. I'm going to say it again. Cancel the funeral. When you decide, I'm going to say it one more time, when you decide to live in your situation, that's when you decided to die in your situation. When you cross your legs in that situation and say, you know what, there's no use, I'm just going to sit here and just deal with this. You sign seal that funeral. Get up from there. She moved at the word of the Lord. You got to be willing to look beyond what you see and move on what he said. Oh, man, that was good to me. I promise y'all I'm almost done. I'm going to say it again. Look beyond what you see and move on what he said. That was good to me. I got to say it one more time just because it sounds good. Look beyond what you see and move on what he said. Because sometimes what I see is completely contrary to what he said to me. Sometimes what I see is fighting what he said to me, because the enemy wants to keep you there. So he'll fight everything in with everything around you to keep you from moving, to keep you from progressing, to keep you from making your mind up to get up out of there. Because Jesus tells the man, he says, pick up your bed and walk. It'll seem as though when I went to pick up my bed, it was nailed to the floor. Something was wrong with the rail, or something was wrong with the mattress, something was wrong with the pillow, something was wrong with the cover. He's sending things your way to make sure that you don't do what the word of the Lord told you to do. He's sending opposition. And if you're not careful, you'll get more focused on the opposition than you did the word. You get so busy in trying to fight what's keeping you from doing it that you won't move. God didn't tell you to fight that. He told you to obey his word. He didn't tell you to dispel what the enemy sent towards you. He told you to obey. Seek first the kingdom of God and all of his righteousness, not a way to defeat the enemy. Your obedience defeats the enemy. Your obedience defeats the enemy. That's what God requires, your obedience. That's what he wants, Jazz. He wants your obedience. He doesn't want your input. Stop trying to tell God how he ought to do his job. Stop trying to tell God how you think things ought to go. LaShawn Pace Rose wrote a song years ago that says, if I was in control of my life, I would have worked things out differently. There would be no hurt. There would be no pain of these things. My life would be scot-free. But that goes to show you, she said, how little I know about leading and controlling my life. But all of these things, hallelujah, bless you, Jesus, all of these things have worked together just to make the best of me, because God controls my life and my times are in his hands. I'm learning each and every day to trust him come what may. I'm telling you, don't worry about the outcome. Don't worry about what's around it. You obey God, and then God will deal with the rest. If you move on his word, he'll move the obstacle out the way. If you obey his word, he'll make sure that your enemies become your footstool. If I've got an opportunity, if I still have a chance to obey God, then there's still a chance for my situation to turn around. As long as you're breathing, there's an opportunity for God to change your situation. It's never too late as long as God is still on the throne. That was good to me, Crystal. I'm going to say it again. As long as God is still on the throne, there's an opportunity for your situation to get better. I was reminding someone just in the past few days, remember that all things work together for the good of them who love God and are called according to his purpose. That means even my trouble is anointed. Because my trouble is going to cause me to seek God and move in a way I never moved before. Do yourself a favor. Stop letting C and D students work on your problem. Stop allowing people who don't live at the magnitude that God has called them to live in to help you with your situation. You're getting advice from people who cannot help you, or who doesn't have the audacity, don't have a prayer life, they ain't pushing their plate back
and you're going getting advice from people who ain't hit their knees. When you talk to somebody about your situation and the first thing that comes out of their mouth is not I prayed or I fasted or the word says, stop talking to them. Because they immediately just disqualify whatever they're about to say out of their mouth. And I know God gives us common sense, but my situation requires a word from the Lord, not an opinion from your mouth. Somebody type it again. Somebody type it again. Hey, big sis, somebody type it again. Cancel the funeral. We got too many folk out here committing spiritual suicide because you don't want to do what it takes to make sure you have what you need. It's going to be uncomfortable. It's going to cause you to feel some type of way or to maybe even let go of some things or to let go of some people. But sometimes we got a real bad habit of allowing people to be long-term in our life when they were just seasonal. Notice she gave the man of God his first, and then she fed her family. When you give God your first fruits, he'll then take care of the rest. That's for those of you who are not tithing. But I want to go back just a little bit. I want to go back to the part of the book that was prior to this particular situation. Here it is, Ezekiel was in the desert. And then God sends a raven to feed him. Thank you, Lord. Now, if you know about a raven is a grimy bird, hangs around dead things. So God preserves him through a dead situation with the bird, because ravens only hang around dead animals. That's how they're scavengers. So after he feeds the man of God with a death scavenger, he then sends him to a widow who was a representation of death to preserve him. Prophet, what are you telling me? I'm telling you that God's going to cause some situation that seem like that should kill you, that should almost seem like death, to preserve you. Bless you, Pastor Williams. You're looking for a blessing to come from here and from there, and God's going to use some situations that have been counted out to preserve you. God's going to use a situation that nobody else even understands to make sure that you don't give up. I got to go. He tells her, great is your faith, not found anywhere in Israel with faith like you. So I said, God, if she had that kind of faith, why was she willing to die? And he said to me, your level of faith does not determine your level of action. You can believe God all day long for the impossible, but if you do not act on what you believe, then your faith is for naught. I know I'm going to mess with about 9 people right there when I said that. Because we've got the faith. See the invisible, expect the impossible, receive the inevitable, faith that can conquer anything. Yeah, but my actions won't move beyond right now. So my faith and my actions have to match up. I've got to move like I believe. My God, somebody type that for me. I got to move like I believe. I've got to make sure that what I'm doing is right in line with what I believe. If not, then it's just a belief and it's not faith. Because faith without works is dead. I'm going to say it again. Cancel the funeral. Some of you, your faith is dying because you won't move on your faith. Because without faith, it's impossible to please God. Faith is a shield. Faith is a defense. Faith is a stabilizer. Take hold the shield of faith. Some stuff you're battling because you ain't got your faith in the right position. You got to act on your faith because your faith is a positioner. It's a stabilizer. It's a shield. But if your faith does not move, that means your shield has not been moved. I've got to move on my faith. And many times we're not moving on our faith. We're just proclaiming it. We're just speaking it. It's got to be beyond the conversation. It requires actions. It requires movement. It requires you to build yourself up. Tell you something Apostle Marlon Hester taught me a few weeks back. Thank God for that man of God. So he talked about, gave me a little history lesson. So the shields back in the day were, of course, made out of wood. And what they were doing with those shields is that they would dip those shields in water. And they would become heavy. So when he began to talk about that, the Lord took me on a trip. He said, watch this. When wood is hard and it's hit, it'll chip. But if it's wet and firm, when a spear hits that wood, it won't chip. Now I know that shield is heavy because of the water in there, but I want to be able to take a hit and keep on fighting. Good God Almighty. Tell somebody I won't be able to take a hit and keep on fighting because my faith is going to be strong that if things don't necessarily work out the way I want them to, I'll keep fighting because my faith is strong enough and I refuse to die. If faith is a thing, is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen, evidence has to be searched out. It has to be searched for, or the case will never be solved. For many of us, we haven't solved the case because we're not searching for the evidence. We're waiting for the evidence to fall right in our lap. We're waiting for it to fall right on top of our head. And if you want to solve the case, you want to make sure that the culprit never does what it does again, you got to search out for that evidence. Because the culprit's not going to offer up that evidence. And watch this. I want to give you the lesson. If you keep reading in that chapter, you'll find out that she goes from one problem to the next. But she keeps her faith. She goes from about to die because she has no food to her son falls into a situation. Because just because you change your position does not mean the enemy's not going to keep coming after you. And I hear you. I hear you. You think too loud. Why would I do something if I'm still going to have a problem one way or another? Because I'm now going to see God move in a way I never saw him move before. You know, you're going to know God in a way that you never knew him before. And to know him is to love him. I promise you I'm done tonight. I just came on here to encourage somebody. God said, cancel the funeral. Get up and live. Stop sitting waiting on something to happen. Stop sitting around waiting on a pie in the sky. You are an atmosphere changer. You are the salt of the earth. You are above and not beneath. You're the lender and not the borrower. You are an epistle read of all men. Don't you sit there and die. God's got better. God has something brighter. Live. Live. I know it may seem hard, but I'm telling you, if you get up and move. Old folks sung a song and said, if you make one step, he'll make two. There's no secret to what God can do. If you step out on God and don't worry about yourself, all you've got to do is make a step. I'm telling you, you don't have to be a dead man walking. God will hold you down. God will make sure that what the enemy's prognosis was will be canceled. I'm going to tell you one more time. Do me a favor. Share this. Like this. Entitle it, Cancel the Funeral. My name is Prophet Antoine Thomas. I love you to life. Live life. Remember, the sky is not your limit. It's too low.
My God, Pastor, Prophet, man of God, you have said so much in such a short time. I thank you for the encouraging words. I thank you for allowing God to use you, because I got in my spirit now to get up, change my clothes, because I have canceled the funeral. I will live. Yes, I will. And I thank God for allowing you to bring forth the word on tonight. I'm going to ask Apostle Elect to open up the line so that any and everybody that needs to, want to, and have to say something tonight, allow them to do so, because the word on tonight has brought life back into a dead situation that we were waiting on because we was looking forward to dying. I thank you, man of God, for that word. Are the lines open, Apostle Elect Cecilia?
The lines are open.
Well, anybody and everybody that needs to say something, here's your chance. Encourage the man of God on tonight, letting him know what all he has done and blessing you.
This is Cecilia. Thank you, thank you, thank you for the confirmation. I thank God. Because so many times, Prophet, we don't think about the situations and the circumstances we're going through taking us to a place in God that we've never known him, and that God would allow situations and circumstances to catapult us to another level in him, and knowing him and being able to relate and just, my. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I cannot thank God enough for using you on tonight, man of God. Thank you.
Yes, yes, yes. Woman of God, Apostle Elect, I agree with you with that. Anyone else need to get it off their chest to let the man of God know how he blessed them on the night? If you can, just speak. Speak up and let him know what you're going through right now, what your feelings are on the word tonight.
Good evening, Prophet Antoine Thomas. I just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you for them words. Thank you for the encouragement. Thank you for the message, because I know so many, including myself, needed it, needed to hear it, to be blessed, which is letting them know it's not the end. Cancel it, because it is waiting, and what is waiting is all for you. I want to thank you and thank you. Have a blessed day.
Thank you, Minister Sheila, for those words. Anyone else have anything to say on tonight? Okay, well, we have given you all a chance to speak. I'm sure a lot of people are caught up in their feeling around right now because they're canceling the funeral. They're probably making a call.
Okay, Pinky, that's me calling you from the 847 number. I cannot call you right now.
Mute, Sheila. We thank God for the man of God on tonight. I just want to say, God, I thank you. I thank you for the word. I thank you that the man of God, even though he's going to get back on the road, he still had time to bless us with blog talks. And thank you.
Minister Sylvia, your phone keeps going in and out.
I'm sorry about that. That's why I was doing a broadcast on tonight. I would say, man of God, do you have any cheap plugs you would like to put out to us tonight and information you want to share with us? If so, please do.
Yes, ma'am. Coming up the 2nd and 3rd of January, I'll be in a two-night revival in Chicago at Holy Ground Full Gospel Holiness Mission Church. Pastor Emmett Neal is the pastor. We've been over there probably twice in the last couple of months or so, and it's just been phenomenal. Just after the homegoing service for Sister Joy, my sister, we were there ministering, and the Lord moved in such a mighty way. And we were there this past Sunday, just there the fellowship, and just, you know, just after we shared a few words with the people of God, just exhortation, the Spirit of God just moved so heavy, and so we scheduled a revival January 2nd and January 3rd. Once again, Holy Ground Full Gospel Church in Chicago, Illinois, and you'll see flyers coming up for that as well. It'll be another prophetic fire revival that we are hosting, and I'm excited about that. I'm excited about what God's going to do in that ministry and for us while we're there as well. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for that. So we don't have any more comments on tonight. Man of God, I would ask you to please pray us out before I give a final remarks.
Awesome. Indeed. Father, we just thank you. We give you praise and we give you honor, Father. And it's our prayer that in every aspect of our life is pleasing to you, oh God. What we say, what we do, where we go, and how we function. You are our Lord and we are your people. And Father, we submit our wills to you, everything that we say, everything that we do, every place that we go. And Father, I pray for those who will be dealing with situations that seem as though they have a grip around them, Father. They cannot move, they cannot go, they cannot do. And Father, I pray that you cause them to be reminded that life and death is in the power of their tongue. And no weapon formed against them shall prosper. And every tongue that rises up against them, you have given us the power to condemn. And for that we give you praise, and for that we give you honor. And Father, we shall live and not die and proclaim the word of the Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much for that. I want to say to the people again, thank you all for tuning in. Remember, these services we have on Monday nights on Blog Talk, they're in our archives, which should be ready in about an hour. And for those that did not get a chance to share the video, the Facebook Live, please share it so that someone can be blessed, because the word says that every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that Jesus is King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And we want to just make sure we get God's word out here. We want you all to know we are so appreciative of you tuning in every Monday night at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Don't forget, we're also here on Fridays with Facebook Live, Let's Talk, through Smile3E. I will be your host, Minister Sylvia Kaiser, and that's from 9 p.m. Central Standard Time, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We are also here every Sunday morning with Blog Talk Ministries with Let's Talk through Smile3E with our very own Apostle-elect Cecilia Kaiser and Minister Sheila Kaiser and Minister Brandon Kaiser. They are here on Sunday mornings at 9:30 a.m. Central Standard Time, 10:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. And I want you all to know that we love you with the love of the Lord, and there's nothing you can do about it. Nothing you can do about it. Don't forget our foundational scripture, which is Matthew 6:33. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. So until our next chance of getting together to hear the word of God, we want to say be blessed. Trust the Lord with all your heart and lean not unto your own understanding. Stay focused. Stay before God. Keep God number one, and all things shall be added up, like the man of God said on tonight. Even in the troubles, know that your troubles are anointed. Your troubles are what God is sending to take you to the next level. So we want to say good night, everybody. Thank you for tuning in. Talk to you later. Good night.